You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with a little rapid fire after further review here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dino, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it, guys.
After further review.
All right, question one for the three of you. Give me one player whose stock is up after last night and one player who needs to step it up next week in Tampa Bay.
I think stock up could go a lot of different ways, but I'm going to go Xavier Cooper. He's definitely earning some time with the first team. Stock down, I'm going to go with...
step up. Nobody's stock is down.
Okay, who needs to step up is Vince Maley, fourth-round draft pick. If he wants to make the team, he better show it next week.
I'm going to go stock up. I'm going to go Nate Orchard. Thought he played great last night, given the opportunity to perform both with the ones and the twos. He was everywhere on the football field. I'm going to go step up. Josh McCown can't have those silly mistakes and be reckless with the football for this team.
I'm going to go stock up for me. Armonte Bryant looked good for the first time really since coming back from that ACL, was around the quarterback, played very, very well. And my step-up guy, I agree with you, it's going to be Josh McCown. Got to take care of the football. Got to be smart with that football.
After further review.
All right, the one player or position group that improved most from game one of the preseason to game two is?
I would say the D-line. I thought the D-line was okay the first week, but I really was impressed with the D-line this week. Really happy with what I saw there.
I'm going to go with the outside linebackers and a lot of Nate Orchard. And I thought Paul Kruger was very productive. You know, multiple tackles, tackle for a loss, a sack. So outside linebackers and pass rush was in question.
I'm going to say the outside linebackers as well. Thought they did a great job on the edge, save one play. Orchard, Armonte Bryant, Paul Kruger, all with very strong days. I thought that was a big part of why the Browns were as successful as they were.
After further review.
All right, the one position on the field, though, guys, that you are most concerned about after two games is?
I'd have to say, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the offensive line.
I agree. I wrote down OL. Offensive line, we heard from Tom Withers. They're just not gelling, all knocking the rust off each other. And that's what happens when you get days off or for Alex Mack, not participating in live football games for well over a year.
It's offensive line for me. It's unanimous. That offensive line has got to be the bread and butter of this offense. And I know that sounds weird to say, but that's the way it has been designed. So they've got to be that good.
After further review.
All right, guys. After two preseason games, rank for me the top three Browns running backs.
Isaiah Crowell, Duke Johnson, West.
Duke West Crow.
Crow West incomplete. Got to see Duke Johnson, and hopefully he will come in there and emerge quickly.
After further review.
And finally, guys, here on After Further Review, answer me this. My confidence level in the Browns quarterbacks is 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. So rank it for me by number.
I guess just because I'm Mr. Kool-Aid, I'm going to say 8.
8?
I really have confidence.
So what would you be if you had Andrew Luck?
Let me readjust. Let me say 7.
14?
7. I'm going to say 7.
20?
7.
7.
I believe I started camp at 7 with what we saw out of the spring from Josh McCown. And so right now, they've taken a step back, or he has taken a step back. So he's at a 6 right now.
I'm going to go with 6.5 for these quarterbacks. I feel like they are right now. Johnny is trending up. McCown, I thought, took a step back, but it had been very solid. The third game will tell a lot, but I think 6.5 is where I'm at. I'm not overwhelmed with the quarterback play, but I never expected to be overwhelmed with the quarterback play. I'm cautiously optimistic. Last week I was more optimistic, yeah. But I do love the progress Johnny Manziel is making. All right, so Monday we're going to go through position by position, really review, break down this game. It'll give us an opportunity to really get into the tape over the weekend, which will be a lot of fun as well. All right, we got to thank the kid. We got to thank Tom Withers for being with us. Kid, any final thoughts?
Don't be a bozo.
Don't be a bozo.
I think you just took the words right out of my mouth.
Don't be a bozo. Have a good weekend.
And enjoy the season, people. Don't go into it wanting it to be bad. Convince yourself that we're going to win, and if we don't, oh well.
At least you'll enjoy the ride, and you'll have happy thoughts. You'll enjoy yourself. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. For our great producer, Dave DiNatale, for the Kia, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
That F-150 is nifty.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Ring out.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.